Morning show at East Coast. We've spoken to students at Wicklow Sudbury School before. They're Ireland's first democratic school for self-directed learning. And they were seeking a new home, but they found one in Rathnew, it seems. But that's great. But how do they get there? That's where the problem starts. Mark, Ed, Finnegan and Meyer here. You're all very welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
So where were you before when you were, you know, squatting?
We were kind of between places, mostly based in Bray, in a place called Common Ground, but then we also spent one day a week in Shoreline Leisure Centre as well, just doing swimming and other outdoor activities. So yeah, we were kind of scattered a lot throughout our week.
So finally you've got a place in Rathnew.
Yeah.
How did that come about? Who gave it to you, or where did you get it?
I believe it was a very nice man who, one of the students, it was Jackie that found it. Mm-hmm. One of the students' parents found this man who was selling the building. It was a St. Joseph's all-girls school.
Yeah.
In 2014, and they had left. And it was just completely vacant. Perfect building for us. And she got in contact with him, and he was a very nice man. And he just set it up for us really easily. It was a very quick transition. And we got in very fast, and it was an amazing experience.
Brilliant. And you're all happy with this? And
it's wonderful.
Right. It's great. I just mentioned the issue there. Your catchment area can be anywhere, I suppose, in North Wicklow. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, how to get there. So what is the difficulty specifically?
Majority of the students who attend the school come from North Wicklow or even further, like into Dublin and the city centre there, so it's quite a long trek for them anyway, getting to Rathnew every day. But in a lot of cases there isn't even the public transport to get us there. Like the only buses that go to Rathnew would be the 133 or the Wexford bus. And the 133 in particular is very unreliable. So at the moment we're having to rent or hire a minibus service to get us to and from the school, which is working out to be very expensive and not really realistic for a lot of the families who are...
Does it have to travel around to different places? I mean, does it go to, you know, parts of Dublin and then into Bray and then divert into Greystones, or is it straightforward?
I think it stops in Bray and Greystones and Kilpeder, right? Those are the three stops. So the students who live in Dublin will have to make their way to the Bray Dart station. Likewise for the students living around the Greystones area, and then students living around Kilpeder. And then it has those three stops it goes, and we have, I think, two that run in the morning. It doesn't work out for all the students just because of the price. Like myself, I'm not able to get it because it just doesn't work out for me and my family at the moment. We can't, it just doesn't work out that way for us.
And what about south of Rathnew? I mean, that must be very difficult if there's any students there, are there?
Yeah, we currently only have one student living south of Rathnew, and they're able to get dropped off early in the morning, though.
Right.
So the one issue with the bus we have is that the bus actually is cutting our day as well, because the buses we have coming in come in at 9:30, at 10:30, even though our day starts at 9:00. Because one student gets dropped off at 9:00 and he's alone without his community. He's usually having the chat with us.
Yeah.
But then the end of the day is the bus comes early as well, so we usually end at 4:30. But we have people leaving at about 4:45 because that's what this company has. They said, well, we'll pick you up at this time. So we're actually not getting our full day as well.
And who's funding all this, the expensive bus?
It's partly the school is funding some of it, but then most of it is coming from the families, about 2/3 of the cost.
God, that can't go on, can it?
No,
it's not sustainable.
So what are you looking for?
We're looking to get our own minibus, a 9-seater. Hopefully it'll be around 8,000 to 10,000 to raise. We have a GoFundMe page and stuff like that, trying to fundraise to be able to afford to get our own minibus so that we'll be able to go wherever we want. And
there's a driver to be paid as well, you know, so it'll be ongoing.
Yeah, we're working that out. But what we've looked at is that the cost of us having our own bus, our own minibus, which is still far less than what we're paying for a private company.
Even with insurance and all that sort of stuff.
And we can work it out that students would pay, families would pay about €13 a week, versus right now they're paying, I think, close to 30 a week.
Mm. Yeah,
40. Bus 40. 40. Has, 40. Close to 40 a week with
so
our
subsidy.
So what's
the target date for all this then?
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
ASAP. Yeah, and... I know that you have a huge input into the curriculum and the method and all that sort of stuff. So, I mean, this must be impacting with the shorter hours and, you know, the way the school Definitely. Operates.
Yeah, I think the kind of flow of the day in terms of classes and workshops that go on throughout the day and throughout the week is really important in the school, and that can often be disrupted by what time people are arriving and stuff. And I know for myself, I often like to get in as early as possible or leave as late as possible, just so I can, you know, really fill my day with that much needed sort of
But you find yourself at home or waiting time.
Yeah exactly. Which is, yeah, that's difficult.
Right, okay, so you want the bus and you want it now, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, and help from anybody, are you depending on donations or what?
Donations, pretty much.
Donations.
Yeah, because we don't get any funding from outside sources. Right. It's all just students.
Any politician taking an interest in this couple of weeks? No?
None so far. Yeah.
We've spoken to a few, and right. some have reached out and said, oh, it's very nice that you're doing this.
But you're on your own, basically.
Yeah. This is we came up against this when we were homeless last year.
Yeah.
Is that we get the ear of a politician. They said, well, you're in the remit of the Department of Education. And we say, no, we're not. So we're going to contact the Department of Education. They say, you're in the remit of this politician. So we just get bounced around.
Right.
Yeah.
And did you ever guess, why don't you go to normal school and then we could do something?
All the time.
Really?
Constantly.
Yes. It must be infuriating, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, just having to say the same story every single time of, you know, why that's just not the case with this at all.
Well, listen, keep us informed, will you? And the best of luck. And what's the GoFundMe location? Where do people find
that?
What's
the name of it
again? It's GoFundMe by Wicklow Sudbury Bus or something like that, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, Wicklow Sudbury Bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good to meet you all, and thanks very much.
Thank you.
And I know we spoke to other students about the concept of the school. We don't have time to go into that, but I love the idea of it. And
yes,
we'll so hopefully we. Talk about it again. Okay, but keep us informed of the campaign, won't you?
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, sure.
To Mark, Ed, Finnegan and Maya. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.